Some officers take them away, good guard, until their greater pleasures first be known that are to censure them.
We are not the first who with best meaning have incurred the worst. For thee, oppressed king, am I cast down. Myself could else outfrown false fortune's frown. Shall we not see these daughters and these sisters?
No, 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 no. Come, let's away to prison. We two alone will sing like birds in a cage. When thou dost ask me blessing, I'll kneel down and ask of thee forgiveness. So we'll live and pray and sing and tell old tales. Laugh at gilded butterflies. And hear poor rogues talk of court news. And we'll talk with them too. Who loses and who wins, who's in, who's out. Take upon the mystery of things as if we were God's spies. And we'll wear out in a walled prison hacks and sticks of the great ones that ebb and flow by the moon.
Take them away.
Upon such sacrifices, my Cordelia, the gods themselves throw incense. Have I caught thee? He that parts us shall bring a brand from heaven and fire us hence like foxes. Wipe thine eyes. The good years shall devour them, flesh and fell, ere they shall make us weak. We'll see them starve first. Come.
Come hither, captain. Hark. Take thou this note, go follow them to prison. One step I have advanced thee. If thou dost as this instructs thee, thou dost make thy way to noble fortunes. Know thou this, that men are as the time is. To be tender-minded does not become a sword. Thy great employment will not bear question, either say thou'lt do to or thrive by other means.
I'll do it, my lord.
About it, and right happy when thou'st done. Mark, I say, instantly, and carry it so as I have set it down.
I cannot draw a cart, nor eat dried oats. If it be man's work, I'll do it.
You have shown today your valiant strain, and fortune led you well. You have the captives who are the opposites of this day's strife. I do require them of you, so to use them as we shall find their merits and our safety may equally determine.
Sir, I thought it fit to send the old and miserable king to some retention and appointed guard, whose age had charms in it, whose title more to pluck the common bosom on his side, and turn our impressed lancet in our eyes, which do command them. With him I sent the queen, my reason all the same, and they are ready, tomorrow or at further space, to appear where you shall hold your session.
Sir, by your patience, I hold you but a subject of this war, not as a brother.
That's as we list to grace him. Methinks our pleasure might have been demanded ere you spoke so far. He has led our powers, bore the commission of my place and person, the which immediacy may well stand up and call itself your brother.
Not so hot. In his own grace, he doth exalt himself more than in your addition.
In my rights, by me invested, he compeers the best.
That were the most, if he should husband you.
Justice do oft prove profit.
Hola, hola, that I that told you so. Look but a squint.
Lady, I am not well. Else I should answer from a full flowing stomach. General, take thou my soldiers. Prisoners' patrimony. Dispose of them, of me. The walls is thine. Witness the world that I create thee here, my lord and master. I
mean you to enjoy him.
The let alone lies not in your goodwill.
Nor in thine, lord.
Half-blooded fellow, yes.
Let the drum strike and prove my title thine.
Stay yet, hear reason. Edmund, I arrest thee on capital treason, and in thy attaint this gilded serpent. For your claim, fair sister, I bar it in the interest of my wife. She is subcontractor to this lord, and I, her husband, contradict your bans. If you would marry, make your love to me. My lady is bespoke.
An interlude.
Thou art armed, Gloucester. Let the trumpet sound. If none appear to prove upon my person, by heinous, manifest, and many treasons, there is my pledge. I'll make it on thy heart ere I taste bread. Thou art in nothing less than I've here proclaimed thee.
Sick. Oh, sick. If not, I'll ne'er trust medicine.
There's my exchange. What in the world he is that names me traitor, villain-like he lies. Call by thy trumpet, he that dares approach on him, on you, who not, I will maintain my truth and honor firmly.
A herald, vote! Trust to thy single virtue, for thy soldiers, all levied in my name, have, in my name, took their discharge.
My sickness grows upon me.
She's not well. Convey to my tent. Come hither, herald. Let the trumpet sound and read out this.
If any man of quality or degree within the lists of the army will maintain upon Edmund, supposed Earl of Gloucester, that he is a manifold traitor, let him appear by the third sound of the trumpet. He is bold in his defense. Sound. Again. Again.
Ask him his purposes and why he appears upon this call of the trumpet.
What are you? Your name, your quality, and why you answer this present summons?
No, my name is lost. By treason's tooth, bare gnawn and canker bit. Yet am I noble as the adversary I come to cope.
Which is that adversary?
What's he that speaks for Edmund, Earl of Gloucester?
Himself, what says that to him?
Draw thy sword, that if my speech offend the noble heart, thy arm may do thee justice. Here is mine. Behold, it is the privilege of mine honors, my oath, and my profession. I protest, maugre thy strength, youth, place, and eminence, despite thy victor sword and fire new fortune, thy valor and thy heart, thou art a traitor, false to thy gods, thy brother and thy father, conspirant against this high, illustrious prince, and from the extremest upward of thy head to the descent and dust below thy foot, a most toad-spotted traitor. Say thou no. This sword, this arm, and my best spirits are bent to prove upon thy heart whereto I speak. Thou liest.
In wisdom I should ask thy name. But since thy outside looks so fair and warlike, and that thy tongue some say of breeding breathes, what safe and knightly I might well delay by rule of knighthood I disdain and spurn. Back do I toss these treasons to thy head, with the hell-hated lie o'erwhelm thy heart, which for the yet glance by and scarcely bruise, this sword of mine shall give them instant way where they shall rest forever. Trumpets, speak.
War. I was not bound to answer an unknown opposite. Thou art a vanquished, but cousin to Mikhail.
Shut your mouth, dame. Oh, with this paper shall I stop it. Hold, sir. Thou worse than any name. Read thine own evil. No tearing, lady. I perceive you know it.
Say if I do. The laws are mine, not thine. Who can arraign me for it?
Oh, it's monstrous. Oh, no, stop this paper.
Ask me not what I know.
Go on, sir. She's desperate. Come.
What you have charged me with, that have I done. And more. Much more. The time will bring it out. 'Tis past, and so am I. But what art thou that hast this fortune on me? If thou art noble, I do forgive thee.
I am no less in blood than thou art, Edmund. If more, the more thou hast wronged me. My name is Edgar, and thy father's son. The gods are just, and of our pleasant vices make instruments to plague us, the dark and vicious place where thee he got cost him his eyes.
I've spoken right. It is true. The wheel has come full circle. I'm here.
Before that very gate, the prophet, I have all nobleness. I must embrace thee. Let sorrow split my heart, if ever I did hate thee or thy father.
Worthy prince, I know it.
Where have you hid yourself? How have you known the miseries of your father?
By nursing them, my lord. List a brief tale, and when 'tis told, oh, that my heart would burst. A bloody proclamation to escape that followed me so near. Oh, our life's sweetness, that we, the pain of death hourly, would die rather than die at once. Led me to move into a madman's rags, to assume a semblance that very dogs disdain. And in this habit met I my father, his bleeding rings, their precious stones new lost. Became his guide, led him, begged for him, saved him from despair. Never, oh, fault, revealed myself unto him until some half hour passed when I was armed. Not sure, though hoping of this good success, I asked his blessing and told him all my pilgrimage. But his flawed heart, alack, too weak, the conflict to support twixt two extremes of passion, joy and grief, burst.
Kind of help,
speak, man.
What means this bloody night?
It was hot. Smokes. It came even from the heart of... She's dead.
Who dead? Speak, man.
Your lady, sir. Your lady. And her sister by her is poisoned. She confesses it.
It was contracted to them both. All three now marry in an instant.
Produce the bodies. Be they alive or dead. This judgment of the heavens, which makes us tremble, touches us not with pity.
Here comes Kent.
The time will not allow the compliment which very manners urges.
I am come to bid my king and master aye good night. Is he not here?
I think I forgot. Speak, Edmund. Where's the king? And where's Cordelia?
Edmund was beloved. The one the other poisoned for my sake and after slew herself. I pant for life. Some good I mean to do, despite of mine own nature. Quickly send me brief in it to the castle, for my writ is on the life of Lear and on Cordelia, and they send him time.
To whom, my lord, who has the office? Send thy token of reprieve.
Lord, on, take my sword. Give it the captain.
Hasty for thy life.
Ye have commission from thy wife and me to hang Cordelia in the prison, and to lay the blame upon her own despair that she did herself.
The gods defend her. Bear him hence, brother.
Ho! 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 Oh, you are men of stones! Have I your tongues and eyes? I'd use them so that heaven's vault should crack! She's gone forever. I know when one is dead and when one lives. She's dead as earth. Lend me a looking glass. If that her breath should mist or stain the stone, why then she lives.
Is this the promised end?
Or image of that horror.
Fall and cease.
This feather stirs. She lives. If it be so, it is a chance which does redeem all sorrows that ever I have felt.
Oh, my good master.
Prithee away.
Noble Kenton.
A plague upon you. Murderers, traitors all. I might have saved her. Now she's gone forever.
Cordelia. Cordelia, stay a little. Ah, what is thou saying?
Her voice was ever soft, gentle and low, an excellent singing woman. I killed the slave that was a-hanging thee.
Do, my lord,
did I not, fella? I've known the day with my good biting fortune I'd have made him skip. I'm old now. And these same crosses spoil me.
Who are you?
My eyes are not at the best, I'll tell you straight.
Fortune brag of two she loved and hated, one of them with a hope.
This is a dull sight. You're not Kent.
Same. You're certain Kent. Where is your servant Caius?
He's a good fellow. He'll strike hand quickly, too. He's dead and rotten.
No, my good lord. I am the very man.
I'll see that straight.
That from your first difference and decay have followed your sad steps.
You're welcome, Miller.
Nor no man else. All's cheerless, dark, and deadly. Your eldest daughters have foredone themselves and desperately are dead.
So I think.
He knows not what he says, and vain is it that we present us to him.
Very brutal.
Edmund is dead, my lord.
You lords and noble friends know how it can. What comfort to this great decay may come shall be applied. For as we were resigned during the life of this old majesty to him our absolute power, duty, or rights, with boot and such addition,
as your honors have more than merited. All friends shall taste the wages of their virtue, and all foes the cup of their deserts.
See, see.
My poor fool is hanged. No life. Why should a dog, a horse, a rat have life? Thou no breath at all. Thou'lt come no more. Never. 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 Pray you undo this button. Thank you, sir. Do you see this? Look on her, look! Her lips! Look there! Look there!
My lord, my lord!
Break your heart, Lizzie, break!
Look up, my lord!
Vex not his ghost! Oh, let him pass. He hates him that would upon the rack of this tough world stretch him out longer.
He's gone indeed.
I wonder as he hath endured so long. He but deserved his life.
Bear them from hence. Our present business is general woe. Friends of my soul, you twain rule in this realm, and the good state sustain.
I have a journey, sir, shortly to go. My master calls me. I must not say no.
The weight of this sad time. We must obey. Speak what we feel. Not what we ought to say. The oldest hath borne most. We that are young shall never see so much, nor live so long.